the 200-yard mark on the day.
204 yards, 4 scores on 20 carries, averaging 10.2 every time he touches the ball. 3 minutes left in regulation. 34-24. T formation, Carlson under center. There's the snap. Handoff to DeLorean Wedge. Has room on that left gap. Drags a defender across the 15 down to the 13-yard line. It's a gain of 5. Tackle made by Luke Woodkey for the Pirates. Second down and 5. 2:45 left.
And just going right down the line in the backfield. You see Tovar get one. You got Wedge and then Franzel. And now starting all over again. He's just rotating backs, getting the football now. And it's 5 to 10 yards a chunk. And that's just the way they want it. Sandusky, great running game today. And the whole offense, they have 387 yards on the ground on 50 plays. Just a very outstanding performance by that offense.
Lakers wins 58-0 over Vassar. Thank you to all who chimed in with that score. You have a score that we're not reporting, please let us know. Handoff to DeLorean Wedge up the middle, across the 5, into the end zone. Touchdown, Sandusky. 2:09 remaining in the fourth, and Sandusky tacks on their 40th point tonight. Now leading by 16. Two-point conversion still upcoming. And DeLorean Wedge finds the end zone once again.
Just power run. You just see missed tackles over and over. A lot of them tonight. And DeLorean Wedge makes some pay with another 6 points on that touchdown run.
It's not so much missed tackles. It's just powering through the tackles.
Oh, yeah, sure. Absolutely. There's that too. But there's been a lot of missed tackles after that as well, which makes it even easier for that offense.
5 plays, 47 yards. Took off 3 minutes and 1 second off the clock on that drive. 2:09 remains. Going for two, handoff to Tovar around the left edge, has this edge, and he's into the end zone for the two-point conversion, and it's now 42-24. Sandusky extending this lead out with 2:09 left in regulation right here on the WLW Sports Network.
Speed, defending, and protecting are important characteristics of a winning football team. At DS Services of Cass City, your source for everything grain storage related, we can help you speed through harvest, defend grain quality, protect your profit, and even add more margin to your bottom line. Whether it's a small grain bin on the farm or a commercial storage facility, minor repairs to complete new grain systems, or the replacement parts you need, we can help. Need a lift? 3 mobile cranes and certified operators can also handle any truss job or lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318.
Sandusky scoring on every single drive except for one tonight, and they tack on 42 points so far with 2:09 remaining in the fourth quarter. 42-24, 18-point lead for the Sandusky Redskins. Dave Hanson, your thoughts?
Just an outstanding performance so far by Sandusky, capped off by another DeLorean Wedge touchdown run. And very impressive to come into this house, put up 42 points and 400 yards of rushing. That's a pretty impressive feat here in Harbor Beach.
400 yards on the dot, in fact. Sandusky next week will go on to play probably at home. Then plays home against Brown City, at Memphis, home against Reese. So all Sandusky needs to do is beat Ubley next week, and they'll be the outright Greater Thumb East champions. Unless Marlette continues their winning ways, Dave.
Yeah, don't roll out Marlette.
Zach Franzel on the grounder down to the 28-yard line, brought in by number 27, is Josh Hessling. And when he picked that ball up, his knee was on the ground, so they're going to mark him down at the 27 with 2:06 remaining in the fourth quarter.
A little slow, but that's absolutely the right call. He went down to a knee to make sure he fielded that ball. And in high school football, you are down as soon as you do that.
Harbor Beach next week goes to Cass City, so the road does not get any easier for the Pirates here. Traveling to Cass City next Friday, then at Memphis, at Marlette, and then home against USA.
That Cass City game next week will be a very good one. Hopefully we'll have some eyes and ears at that game to keep us updated.
And whether or not Harbor Beach has Mason Booms back.
Time will tell. We'll see what the diagnosis is.
2:06 remaining in regulation. 42-24, Sandusky dominating tonight. And on defense now. Dylan Kadar in the shotgun, throwing downfield. This one is overthrown, intended for Levi Klasky at midfield. In coverage was Zach Franzel, close by. Incomplete, two-minute warning now on the clock in the fourth quarter, 42-24.
And a little bit of a wheel route there. You see Klasky slip out of the backfield, go to the sideline, and then up the sideline. But Woodke gave it away a little bit, Kadar gave it away a little bit early as he was kind of watching that route. And Franzel was able to adjust, get his eye on it, get over there and cut that receiver off. And because of the coverage was being pretty good, Kadar overthrows it just a little bit. But if you're going to do that, that's where you want to miss because it takes away the chance for an interception.
2 minutes remain in regulation. 18-point lead for the Sandusky Redskins, 42-24, Harbor Beach. Sending two wide to the left, one to the right, Tan Babcock. Two men in the backfield with Kadar in the shotgun, rolling to his right, looking to pass downfield, now comes back to his left and has to evade another defender. Coming to the near sideline, now lets it fly downfield. It's caught by number 17, Matt Farmer, and he can't stay in bounds. He runs out of bounds at the 49-yard line. Had he been able to stay in, he would have had green pastures in front of him. But Harbor Beach converts for a first down.
In this case, it's hard to get after the Sandusky secondary because Dylan Kadar probably had the ball for almost 12 seconds before he threw the football, and that's all him getting out of the pocket, rolling to the sideline, changing directions, and allowing those receivers, once their route is over, to be creative and find a hole and notice where your quarterback is and come to that side of the field and help him. Matt Farmer's route was the other side of the field, and he saw his quarterback was in trouble on the near side, changed his route, come all the way over, took him that long, was wide open, and Kadar found him for a first down.
Now over 300 yards, Kadar throwing downfield to Luke Woodke. This one's caught, and no one in front of him. To the 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Luke Woodke on the 51-yard reception from Dylan Kadar into the end zone with a minute 38 left. 42-30 now. Two-point conversion upcoming.
You have the lead, and your defensive back is allowing cushion. So Woodke goes about 10 yards, plants his feet, and shows his jersey number to Kadar. Kadar puts it right on the money, and Tovar, instead of coming up and making the tackle, allowing the clock to run, allowing the first down, instead he goes for the hero play, wants the big pick six, doesn't get it. Woodke makes the catch and then turns, and it's just a sprint to the end zone that he wins.
Woodke with a 51-yard reception from Kadar. Kadar now 357 yards of the night on 15 completions out of 22 attempts. Woodke has over 200 yards receiving as well. Thank you, Doug Cole, for that one. Man in motion, that would be Tan Babcock to the left, now trips to the left. Kadar rolling to his left, looking to pass. Now it's reverse fields. Has a defender, and he throws him down to the 21-yard line. A big play by number 52, Jacob Sanderson, and stops Harbor Beach on the two-point conversion for the first time today with a minute 38. It's a 12-point lead for the Sandusky Redskins, 42-30, right here on the WLW Sports Network.
Here in Auto Parts, your auto value store, one block south of the light in downtown Bad Axe, is your source for both easy and hard-to-find parts for cars, heavy-duty trucks, off-road, marine, lawn and garden equipment, and more. They have access to over 1.9 million parts and accessories in Auto Value Warehouse inventory, including paint and body supplies, performance parts, parts for imports, and snowplow parts. That's at Huron Auto Parts, your go-to Auto Value store, one block south of the light in downtown Bad Axe. Long before becoming your Auto Value store, Huron Auto Parts lived by the motto,
service is the difference, we get it.
With a minute 38 left in the fourth quarter, Harbor Beach doesn't want to quit. They're still trailed by 12 points, though. Sandusky has this one in the bag, in my opinion. 42-30. Harbor Beach will be kicking things off. Dave?
Nobody asked your opinion.
No one ever asked my opinion. That's why I have to state it with no one asking.
Absolutely right.
My wife is nodding her head to the right here.
Oh, yeah. She doesn't want to hear your opinion either.
So, Dave, do we see an onside kick here?
You
from
have
Luke
to.
Wicke?
You absolutely have to. I thought you should have saw it last time. I don't. I guess I don't understand. You're two possessions down. You need to get one back quick. You know your offense has the ability to score in a matter of moments. We've seen one play drives for 50 yards. We just saw another 50-yard TD pass. The Sandusky secondary is totally clocked out of this game. They are just lost, and Harbor Beach is taking advantage of it. But their defense unable to get off the field tonight. So no doubt in my mind, why put that defense on the field if you can get away with it and steal a possession here?
Our reach line's four up on one side of the kicker.